This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My name is Javed Akbari. I am a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qum. I've been studying in the Islamic Seminary for over 20 years now, and I am a student of a few scholars like Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani and Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi and some a few other scholars. And I'm still studying at the advanced stage of Hawza lessons. I enrolled myself in the Hawza 23 or 4 years back, and ever since I have been here giving lectures, translating, and also giving lectures in Al-Mustafa International University. I specialize in Islamic jurisprudence because I have been studying jurisprudence, but for some reasons I also give lectures on ethics, Islamic ethics, because I have done my thesis in ethics. I am here to explain a few verses and also a few important points regarding Tawbah today. As you know that a man is a different creature. He is different from all other species. He is different from other animals in a lot of ways, okay? Man differs from angels, from animals. Angels are obedient creatures. They have no sexual desires. They have no physical desires. And animals are creatures that have no reason, that have only physical desires, that have only instincts, and they act and they follow their instincts. But man is the only creature that has both the intellect and the desire. And it has both the wisdom, the spirituality, and the physical desires, the carnal desires. So that's why man is a superior being. It is superior to all other creatures. And that is where it becomes very important for mankind to seek to control his desires, his carnal desires, and to make sure that he does not fall into a sin because of after becoming emotional, after we see becoming passionate, because the passion, the desires are make man to fall into a sin. Now, man is easily deceived despite the fact that he has the wisdom, he has the calculating power, he is a rational agent, but then he is easily deceived. He surrenders to his desires and his passion. The Shaitan is there to make things beautiful for him. وَزَيَّنَ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Okay? Shaitan is there to beautify, to adorn his deeds for him. Shaitan is there to beautify the evil things for him, to make bad things look attractive, to make ugly things look beautiful, so that his emotions get the best out of it, so that his sensation gets the best out of it. Shaitan comes and tells man, don't you want to be happy? Well, happiness is a pretty good idea. There's nothing bad about it. Okay? Sin, at the core of it, is something ugly. But Satan, makes something ugly look beautiful. And you are deceived by the temptation that, okay, such a beautiful thing is there. It's so good. Why not? Why should I enjoy it? In its apparent sense, there's nothing bad about it. So that's what Shaitan actually does to mankind. So the sins, the misdeeds that man commits bring death to the heart. Every time we commit sins, we are getting uglier from inside. There is a black patch on our hearts. We are turning into corpse from within, okay? So, obviously, all of us are alive. And the Quran says, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. Okay? لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. Now, to warn those people who are alive. What does it mean to warn those people who are alive? Everyone knows that we are all alive. There is life inside all of us. We have to actually make it clear. I have to put it into perspective by drawing an analogy. I want to give you actually an analogy. Although we have given it, you see, somehow we have given some examples in the past also, but it's important to reinforce some of these ideas, okay?
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Those of us who are in sin and we don't feel bad anymore, that something is bad, okay? That is a sign of the death of nafs, okay? When we commit evil acts one after another and we don't feel that that act is bad or that is an evil act, okay? The nafs lawama, there is no such feeling to blame us. The nafs, the human soul does not blame us for the mistakes. That means we are dead. That means we are dead. But if you feel regret, and if there is something poking at you, okay, that means your nafs is still alive. That means faith is still resonating in you or within you. And that's why as long as there is a feeling of regret, as long as there is a feeling of being sorry for one's actions, that is an indication, that is a sign of being alive. But if there is no such feeling, that means we are dead. Although we are walking, we are eating, we are drinking, but our soul is dead because there is no sensation left. And that's why the Quran says, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا, to warn those people who are alive. Okay? This shows that there are some people who are apparently alive, but they still need to be warned, to be revived. They have to embrace the truth. And they have to accept the truth, okay? And they have to repent to Allah. So in order for them to understand, in order for them to come to the right path. And there's a very important hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, La yazni azzani hina yazni. A person does not commit adultery when he is a Muslim. Wahuwa mu'min. As long as a person is a believer, he does not commit adultery when he is a mu'min. And when he is committing adultery, that means he is not a Muslim. And a robber, a thief, does not commit an act of thievery or theft as long as he is a believer. But when he commits a theft, that means he's not a Muslim. So a person, according to the hadith, a person who's committing an evil act at that time and at that moment, he is not a Muslim. He is not a believer. Otherwise, he would not commit that sin. Okay. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need. All I need. All I need. love is all I need.